Robert Kraft among those charged with solicitation in South Florida. Evan Rosenblum is the executive producer for TMZ, and he joins us right now. Evan, thanks for being with us. It's Dale and Rich. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
I'm good. Doing great, thanks. It's the inevitable question we always ask of TMZ. How are you guys always first?
Man, this was a crazy story. This was a team effort by our staff here where we were getting tips for the last couple of days, and we were trying to put all this together. So we were kind of ahead of everybody else because we had a strong, strong feeling that this was true based on the people that we've been speaking with. And then Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr, everybody was just kind of waiting for him to confirm it today. And as soon as he confirmed it, boom, we were up.
Now, were the tips about the prostitution and the human trafficking, or was it more specifically about Robert Kraft's involvement in it?
A little of both. I mean, we were hearing a buzz a couple of days ago that this prostitution sting in Florida. By the way, this is a massive prostitution sting in Florida. Like, several law enforcement agencies were working with Homeland Security and all this. So, more than 100 alleged Johns involved. So, we were being told from the beginning that there was a prominent person involved. So, we've been trying to dig. And everybody else other than Jupiter had revealed the names of the Johns in their particular, you know, areas where they cover. And there weren't any names. So we're like, okay, Jupiter is the wealthiest area. Jupiter is where all, you know, all the rich people in that, it's the wealthiest area of all the places that were doing these prostitution things. So it all sort of, you know, came together. Robert Kraft owns a home there. Sorry to kind of evade the question a little bit, but it was more that he was involved. We didn't know the exact nature of what the accusation was, just that he was a part of this investigation.
As I understand it, based on what I've read so far, the six-month investigation was really centered on the human trafficking aspect.
Correct.
Of it. The Johns that have been busted as part of this were almost like ancillary to what they were really focusing on.
Correct. I mean, what the officials say is that these two women were running a human trafficking ring, and they were importing women from other countries and using them as sex slaves in Asian massage parlors, and that these men were going to the massage parlors not for massages, obviously, and knowing that this was, I mean, that's what cops are saying, that they believe that people knew that this was a prostitution house instead of a massage parlor. And that's why Homeland Security was involved, because they believe that the women running the operation were illegally importing people from different countries. It's a really, they were using them as sex slaves, and they were saying that the conditions inside the parlors were so bad that these women were like sleeping on the floor and cooking their food outside the building in the back. I mean, it sounds terrible.
Now, is there any way of knowing whether or not Robert Kraft or the other Johns were aware that human trafficking was involved?
I mean, we're going to find that part out. I don't want to speculate yet, but cops are saying that they are confident that everybody who was involved here knew that it was a house of prostitution and not a massage parlor. But that's as much as they're saying at this point.
And is there any indication, based on your reporting thus far, that the list is complete? We have all the names, or are we going to hear about other people as we go forward?
No, we have all the names now. We've been running names just to see if there's any connection with anybody else, but it doesn't seem that there's anybody else who's prominent, like especially the impact that Robert Kraft has. What's interesting about Robert Kraft, by the way, is they say he didn't just visit once. He went back twice, and
right.
He was chauffeured there. And they say they have video evidence from body cam footage, and also they were surveilling these parlors for months. So he's denying it, by the way. We should also say that. He's categorically denying any wrongdoing, but cops seem to believe they have a strong case against him.
Yeah, that was my next question. They released, a spokesman for him released a very short statement, but it does say they deny that he engaged in any illegal activity.
Correct.
Based on what you know, isn't that false?
I mean, the only implication here is that they're saying that he went to these massage parlors for massages, and cops are saying straight up, strongly,
right,
there were no massages.
Yeah.
That if you walked into this parlor, you knew what you were doing. So it's going to be interesting to see the extent of the evidence that they have against him. Again, they say they have video and they say they have records and all that stuff. If I'm Robert Kraft, I'm buying the best attorney that money can buy and trying to go to war, I guess.
Is there another shoe to drop, or do you think that your reporting on this story is completed now?
There might be another shoe to drop. It depends on the details, you know, what police report. If I don't want to get into the can get graphic, I guess, based on what he did inside of these parlors or what he allegedly did, but that could be a big deal. Now, obviously, the NFL is going to investigate as well, and he could face a suspension from the league, especially if he's convicted in this case. They can suspend him. It'll be interesting to see the reaction from you know, high-profile players like Tom Brady and people like Bill Belichick to see if they put out statements of support or if they condemn him.
Is there any chance that these tapes make their way out into the public?
Yes, there's almost a 100% certainty. This is all going to be public information, and as soon as the case closes, they're going to probably release all of this stuff. So you're probably going to see, I would bet on footage being released of seeing Robert Kraft walking into these parlors.
Well, walking in, I could handle.
What about once they're inside?
That's going to be different. I you know, unless cops had some undercover people working inside, I doubt that you're going to see footage from inside.
But, well, I think they did. I read a couple of different articles were saying that they were confirming. I think it was Detective Sharp. He said the question was, does the video contain Mr. Kraft inside receiving the alleged acts? The answer to that question is yes.
Yeah, well then, you know what? You might see it.
Jesus.
I mean, most of the time when you're seeing, stuff like that from police body cams, cops will blur it themselves. So you're not going to see the sex tape. But they'll put out enough video to be able to identify him and see him, like, begin the alleged crime. I mean, that cops usually do.
Well, as always, TMZ was the forefront of this. Evan, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
No problem.
Take care.
Thanks
Evan
so
Rosenblum from TMZ Sports.